Blog Talk Radio.
Political animals on January 1st. We start with one of the Borgias, the Spanish Pope. A lot of scandals with this family. Pope Alexander VI. There was two international quasi-documentary programs put on. One was made, a Canadian version, and another was made, I think, in Italy. And, of course, the Borgia family, the best known was Lucretia, who was the illegitimate daughter of Alexander VI. He had a family, and here this guy was a priest, a bishop, a cardinal, and then later pope, a political animal if there ever was one. And Lucretia was, she would poison people. They said, don't go to lunch with Lucretia. Her brother Cesare was a military operative, and he was later killed, I think, in one of the battles involving the Papal States and the Vatican. Paul Revere did his birthday today, and of course he's known for his midnight ride. There's some controversy about that. Another figure from the Revolutionary War was Betsy Ross, a real name Elizabeth Grissom. She was the one who designed the first American flag. We have two admirals today, and also two spies. Admiral Wilhelm Canaris, who ran the Abwehr, the German Navy, he was later executed brutally in the July 1944 plot to kill Hitler. And Canaris was believed to be one of the many Germans who were originally from Greece. It's quite a connection there. Herbert von Karajan is also believed to have Greek ancestry, great German conductor who embraced the Nazi machine during World War II so he could further his musical career, but a great genius. Kim Philby, his father was Pasha Philby, worked in the Middle East in the British colonial adventures. Kim Philby worked with Burgess and McLean in, I think, MI5 or British intelligence. Kim was also a communist spy, and he was also one of the best spies in history, very effective. He was able to escape Burgess and McLean were able to escape apprehension by the British authorities who were tracking down the communist spies in the British government. Excuse me. And Philby, at his death, held the rank of colonel in the KGB. He was buried in Moscow. Also today, spy chaser J. Edgar Hoover. the longtime chief. He was of the FBI. He had the dirt on everybody, kept files. That's how he kept his position. In fact, it was Lyndon Johnson who said, when asked why didn't he fire J. Edgar Hoover, Lyndon Johnson reportedly said, "I'd rather have him peeing on from the inside the tent on from the out, or rather instead of from the outside peeing in." He used a different word. J. Edgar Hoover also was part of the Palmer raids, getting rid of the communists after World War I. And he was also believed to be the first major executive in the federal government of African heritage. He was born in Washington, D.C. Later on, he was involved in the Watergate investigation of the Nixon administration, which Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mardigan, John Dean, and others were convicted in Judge John Sirica's federal court. Hillary Rodham, she wasn't a Clinton then, was a young lawyer who was fired from the Watergate Committee for lying, for one of many lies she's told. And so that's going to come up on her. Now, there are many things that happen in California that spread east. And among the dirty dozen California operatives, one recently died, the late and unlamented Rosario Aramburu Anaya, who was connected to the Bolivian cocaine connection here in California. She was also a member of the illegally on the San Francisco Unified School Board. She didn't live in San Francisco County. She lived in Alameda County. She was involved in all kinds of fraud, including a recipient of HUD's Community Development Block grants for repair of a building. She got the money, but didn't do the repairs or complete the repairs. Angela Bradstreet is a British lesbian who claimed she had to leave England. Now, it's very interesting because in 1950, before she was born, 5 years before this woman was born, Britain passed the Wolfden Act, where Lord Wolfden came out, and no pun intended, and just said that homosexuality, he didn't mention lesbianism, homosexuality should be legal among adults in England. And there's an interesting story behind that. We won't get into that today. So, Bradstreet came over here with a degree as a solicitor, which is kind of a work I do or have done since I'm semi-retired. Anyway, she got involved with women in various counties and got on their real estate and then broke up, got a piece of the real estate, and then moved on from San Mateo County, San Francisco County, where she was involved with the judge and who was involved in the Steve Neri case, another lesbian from Texas. And then Bradstreet and her broke up, and Bradstreet moved to Marin County and got involved with a state deputy state attorney general, lesbian, and the woman died of cancer, and Bradstreet got this beautiful house in Marin County. Well, she was the one, she has no children that we know about, but she was the one that started to bully the California's major legal establishment to defund the Boy Scouts because the Boy Scouts would not allow open homosexuals as scoutmasters or homosexuality practices within the Boy Scouts. She was successful at that. And then it started this national campaign to, in effect, to homosexualize the Boy Scouts. This is the game that they were doing. And so, and then Schwarzenegger appointed this awful woman to a California judgeship, and her critics said instead of being on the bench, she should be before it in a immigration deportation hearing. we have another operative, another bully, Rose Pack. She's a Chinese suspected lesbian who came here. Very intelligent woman, but she's a political bully with an extremely foul mouth. And she got an affordable condo from the Emerald Fund, which was operated by a guy from South America named S. Osborne Erickson, very mysterious developer who's developing a lot of so-called affordable housing here in Northern California. There's a lot of questions of where the money came from. Anyway, Rose Pack, I don't believe she's a U.S. citizen. We've been trying to find that out, but she's a political operative and she bullies people. Also, she recently returned to China for a kidney operation. So the question is, or to get a kidney, question is, if she gets a kidney, what is the source of that kidney? Is it from organ harvesting of executed prisoners in Red China? So this is part of the what's going on among the Dirty Dozen. And among the deaths today, he's known as 30 Knot Burke. He's actually of Scandinavian, Norwegian heritage, Admiral Arleigh Burke. He died in 1996. Now, among the birthdays, got the wrong one. Among the birthdays today, of course, we have Alexander VI. We have another banker from that time, supposed to be of Jewish heritage, Lorenzo de' Medici. The de' Medicis were very famous bankers in Florence at the same time as Alexander VI was the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. And Catherine de' Medici, the daughter, she was betrothed to the King of France. And when she went to France from Italy, she brought her Italian cooks with her and, in fact, taught the French how to cook. And so this is the source of French cuisine, is an Italian, Catherine de' Medici. She was also responsible for the religious cleansing of French Protestants, the Huguenots, in the infamous Saint Bartholomew's massacre, not Saint Valentine's. That's another massacre 300 years later. Also on this day, birthday, is Edmund Burke, a great political philosopher, English, of that same period. We had Paul Revere, of course, born on this day, and then General Mad Anthony Wayne, another Revolutionary War figure. The guy who started, and then, of course, Betsy Ross, who sewed the first American flag. The guy who revived the Greek Olympics, Frenchman, Baron Pierre de Coubertin. It's going to be very interesting what happens in Rio de in Brazil. They got the Olympics for 2016, and of course, on this day, Rio de Janeiro, which in Portuguese means River of January, January 1st, the Portuguese discovered Rio de Janeiro. It's best known by the huge figure of Christ on the mountaintop. One of the great photographers, Alfred Stieglitz, born on this day. E.M. Forster, or Edwin M. Forster, who wrote, he was an Oxford Don. He also wrote a passage to India. He was gay and in the closet, but wasn't an activist, I'll put it that way. One of the great actors with a gravelly voice, Charles Bickford. He didn't live that long. Also on this day, a Polish conductor who took over the Chicago Symphony, but apparently couldn't please a lot of people. So Artur Rozinski, I think, lasted 1 year. And then another musician, Xavier Cugat, he had a longer name, and he used to have some hot women in his band. Among the deaths today, the guy who tutored Mozart, one of the Johann Sebastian Bach's son, Johann Christian Bach, was Mozart's tutor. The guy who discovered uranium, Martin Klopphoff, his birthday. Jean-Paul Belmondo, who starred in a famous movie called That Man from Rio, where he played a French soldier on, I guess you would call it leave. He had a weekend leave, and he flies to Rio to link up with this Francois Dorliac, who is a sister of another French actress, and they go around trying to discover the source of all these jewels, and it was quite an adventure for Jean-Paul Belmondo. Cesar Romero, another actor, he was he died on this day. Admiral A. Burke, of course. And then among the events today, in the year 404, there was the last gladiator competitions in Rome. And, of course, Rio de Janeiro was discovered in 1502. And, of course, now Alexander VI, this is interesting. There was a fight between Spain and Portugal over who got what in the New World, or who claimed what and who was going to keep it. Well, it was brought to the arbitration of Pope Alexander VI. So what he did was he did a demarcation where Portugal got Brazil, which is the largest country in South America, and Spain got all the rest. Now, except for Haiti. Also on this day, Haiti declared its independence from France during the Napoleonic era, and Napoleon sent over a expeditionary force to put down the rebellion. There's a famous movie starring Marlon Brando, where he plays the guy who was sent to capture the head of the Haitian uprising famous movie. The guy's captured and garroted in the end. But Toulouse Louverture was captured by the French and then taken to France, and I think he died in a dungeon. Also on this day, the guy Simon Marius discovered Jupiter's moons, but didn't publish his discovery. Galileo, 6 months later, did report on July 1st, 1610, that Jupiter had moons. And of course, Galileo got into trouble with the Inquisition because he said the Earth was round instead of flat. And this is the problem that this Pope Francis has now with this climate change, which the Church is not infallible on matters of science. And let them stick to religion, theology. In 1651, Charles II, the Stuart, was crowned King of Scotland. Getting back to Britain, in 1772, the first traveler's checks were issued. And in 1798, we're running late, Russia appointed a Jewish censor to censor Hebrew books. This is unusual. In 1901, back to Britain, there was the Act of the United Kingdom Act, where Ireland, Scotland, England were united, and that's where you get the phrase UK. Also on this day, Congress prohibited in 1808 the importation of slaves, and we tried to put down the importation of slaves. The Portuguese were among the last. They were also among the last to end the Inquisition. That's not new. Now, getting back to the Dutch who started the slave trade in 1827, Dutch traders, trading company called NHM, got the opium monopoly on Java. Java is probably better known today for coffee. In 1852, because of the tenements in America, and especially New York and places like Chicago and that, the first public baths opened. So people went to the baths because they didn't have baths in their tenements. And then in 1861, Lincoln declared that slavery was unlawful in the Confederacy. In 1863, Lincoln started the income tax, in which you paid 3% of your income if it was $600. If you made $10,000, it was 5%. In 1880, De Slip started to try to build the Panama Canal. He failed because of the mosquitoes and yellow fever. In 1892, getting back to the immigrants, Ellis Island was set up to as a station to handle the immigrants coming in, where they were examined for diseases. And we had Angel Island out here in California. Also in 1896, Roentgen discovered the X-ray, great medical discovery. In 1899, Cuba was liberated from Spain, and of course you have problems ever since. In 1906, we had the Holland mandatory driver's licenses. In 1912, Sun Yat-sen, at the end of the Manchu dynasty, Sun Yat-sen, Republican, set up the Chinese Republic, and then Chiang Kai-shek succeeded him, and then Mao kicked out Chiang in these long, after long battles, when they took time off to fight the Japanese in World War II. At the end of World War II, Mao and Chiang went at it again, and Chiang had the nationalists, Mao had the communists, and Mao won, and Chiang and his family and his cohorts fled to Formosa, and the Formosans didn't like that, and the nationalists set up a country called Taiwan, which does a lot of makes a lot of computer stuff. Also, Alcatraz in 1934 was set up as a federal prison, or became a federal prison. And then during the Roosevelt administration, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, Insurance Corporation, was set up to protect the savings and deposits of people in American banks. In 1936, the New York Herald Tribune, which was more popular overseas, people used to read it when they were abroad, they started the first microfilming of newspapers, and now yeah, it's still going on. You go to the library and you can look up on microfilm old editions. 1950, Ho Chi Minh started his offensive against the French to get them out of Indochina. That's what it was called then. In 1959, Castro ousted Batista, and then we had, of course, Castro still there, the old Yeah. 1966, cigarette packs was mandatory labeling. Cigarettes can be hazardous to your health. 1975, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mardian, John Dean, and others were convicted of at the federal trial in John Sirica's court of obstruction of justice and other bad things. And, of course, in the Watergate Committee, which examined these people, Hillary Clinton was a young lawyer from Yale, and she lied and was fired. Of course, that was the first of her many lies since then. And, of course, in 1977, we had the first woman ordained Episcopal priest. Catholic Church hasn't gone that route. We will be back Monday, continuing, and we will be carrying stories, broadcasting stories, the rest of the story, which is news that's been censored or ignored or, distorted, let's put it that way. And also much more on political corruption. And we're going to make one of our proposals to the political candidates based on our experience in dealing and working in the Eugene McCarthy campaign and others over the years, things that people bring to our attention at Veritas USA, which will be online, old editions. So we're digitalizing our old editions. And also we will have more interviews. We still have a lot of stuff in what we call the can, not that kind of a can. Oh, here, just for fun, we'll end with two things. Here's J. Edgar Hoover testifying on communism.
Tell the FBI, feel that we're a part of a team. Make America a great and decent place in which to live. We're on that team, all of us, together.
Now, since you're...
Communism in reality is not a political party. It is a way of life. An evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, a quarantine is necessary to keep it from infecting this nation.
Yeah, now he always talked about the communists, but he would not deal with the mafia. And it was because J. Edgar Hoover was probably gay in this long-time relationship with Clyde Tolson. They lived together. I don't know how he got away with it. But anyway, it was reportedly J. Edgar Hoover was a transvestite and liked to dress up in dresses. And the mafia had pictures of this and black lavender mailed Hoover. That's the story. Well, anyway, we're going to end with the Japanese what they do, all the symphony orchestras over there on New Year's. They play Beethoven's Ninth, and this is how they end, how they start their New Year. how they end, can you believe, Japanese singing Auld Lang Syne. Peter Paul Bozzella will be back Monday in the first of the new year at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I'll have my voice back full and we'll start at 4 o'clock. Good night. Stay safe and sober up if you party too much. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas.